Giovanna Eleonora di Luna.
A not very well known and legendary episode related to the history of Paternò is about a Countess Giovanna Eleonora di Luna, wife of Count Antonio Moncada. At the beginning of the 16th century, the young daughter of Sigismondo di Luna, Count of Caltabellotta, was the promised bride to Antonio, offspring of the family of the Counts of D'Adernò. The couple had four children, who lived for a long time on the hill of Paternò. The last, Francesco, will acquire first the title of Prince of Paternò. He became prince thanks also to the fact that the Count Antonio was faithful to the viceroy in an era of uprisings and conspiracies. He will make his career by becoming captain of arms throughout the Val di Noto. Up to this point, this history tells little about Giovanna Eleonora. Anyway, her figure is legendary, handed down in folk tales. The story tells that the Countess, following the death of her little son, fallen from the cuddle due to the breaking of laces that supported him, desperate, rushed from the high cliff to east of Hill, where today the Sanctuary of Consolation rises, thus restoring the soul to God. Since then, the ghost of the woman every evening returns by a window of the castle, looking for the cradle and the remains of their unfortunate child, and then returns to the unconscious appearance at dawn on the same rock, witness of stone, placed to narrate eternally that tragedy. Historians recall the existence of mummified body of Donna Giovanna preserved on the site until the early 19th. After that, found by some boys in the ruins of the convent of San Francesco, thrown into the well that still exists in the center of the cloister, destroying the case that contained it and disintegrating it. This is the end of the poor remains of the Countess Donna Giovanna Eleonora de Luna, Lady of Paternò, from 1510 to 1531. This is how, just like the memory of her story, ended up in dark well, and there it seems remain today.